And there was one thing I heard a lot of married people say then about kissing or sex or all of that. And they were always saying, don't worry, when you get married, you kiss and tire. When you get married, you get tired of having sex. And they were always like, see, not everyone, but a number of them were saying it in like a dismissive way. And in my head, I'm like, you don't know how he's doing me. It's because you are married that you're talking like this. Because if you're in my situation, you will not be talking like this. Hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. My name is Chisum and I am super excited to see you here. Okay, I can't see you, but I'm super excited that you are here right now on this channel. If it is your very first time, welcome. I'm glad to have you. Please let me know how you found this channel or how you found out about me in the comment section. If you're a returning subscriber, you're an OG and I am super glad that you are here again today. Let me know in the comment section your favorite video so far. Now, to today's video, I'll be answering a question that I've kind of answered before in our second video as a channel, Side Gists. This makes it a year that we've started the Lightroom on YouTube. So yeah, we've been on YouTube for 1 year and we have 500 plus subscribers so far. Thank you so much, guys. I am amazed. I'm so amazed. Thank you. I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate every kind comment, every review. I am so grateful and thankful for the community that we've built as well. So on to today's video, as I was saying, on the second video I made on this channel, it was titled How Far Is Too Far, and I talked about kissing, cohabiting, pregnancy outside of marriage and things like that. It was a very rich video, even if I say so myself. So I want you to go back and watch that video for more context, because there's some things I'm not going to rehash, as it were. I'll go straight for the jugular in this video. So is kissing a sin? And this is in the context of a dating relationship before marriage. I got that question when I was asking for suggestions for this video on my newsletter. If you're not subscribed to my newsletter, you are sleeping on a moving train, but the link will be in the description box, so please subscribe. So yes, someone asked this question and I decided to do a separate video, this video, to answer it. So is kissing a sin before marriage? The short answer to the video, you think I'm going to give it a short answer? No, I'm going to break it down. Anywho, I find many people asking this question in Christian circle. I have asked this question a number of times myself. I mean, I'm married now, but when I was dating, I asked it and asked it. I just really wanted to know, especially before I started dating, what are boundaries? What is permissible? What is wrong? What is a sin? What shouldn't I do? And things like that. And there was one thing I heard a lot of married people say then about kissing or sex or all of that. And they were always saying, don't worry, when you get married, you kiss and tire. When you get married, you get tired of having sex. And they were always like, see, not everyone, but a number of them were saying it in like a dismissive way. And in my head, I'm like, you don't know how he's doing me. It's because you're married that you're talking like this. Because if you're in my situation, you will not be talking like this. And so I kind of felt that a number of people that, you know, answered the question with great intentions, I believe, kind of dismissed the struggle that is behind that question. So when I first made this video, I made it when I was engaged. That's the very first one I made, was in September, it was sometime last year. And I posted it in September, but I was engaged then. I wasn't married. And now I'm married, so I've been on two sides. And I can give you perspective. So back to what I said about married couples saying things like, oh, just wait till you get married to have sex, which is true. And I'm a total advocate of, if you know me, you already know I've said this 1,001 times, that premarital sex is wrong. But I understand the struggle behind that question. And let me just tell you, right, sex is beautiful, sex is amazing. It is beautiful, it is worth waiting for. And I've already told my husband I'm going to drag him on a video in a couple of weeks to talk about, to answer the question, was the wait worth it? I've kind of answered already, but just to help you if you're currently waiting or you're about to get into a relationship and you plan to do it God's way, we are going to make a video for you to help through that season of your life. If you want the video, let me know again in the comment section. Just say, yes, I want this video, and we are going to make it for you. So now, as a married person, I kind of understand, like, I'm saying this with a pinch of salt or a spoon of salt, what those married people were saying by, oh, just wait till you get married, right? You have it all. And it's true, because now you live in the same house. Nobody is going back home after the day. Like, it's one thing I love about being married, that I don't have to go back home to my parents' house after seeing my babe. Like, we live in the same house and sleep on the same bed. I love it. I absolutely love it. And then this morning, for context, my husband was going to work. And before he went to work, we had, like, just spent some time talking, sorting out house stuff. And then I had hugged him this morning. So when he was going, I was about to open the gates and drive out, because I was blocking his car. Yeah, so Charles about to open the gates for him to move out, and I just turned back and I kissed him, and I was like, oh, I just remembered, we've been awake since, and like this, I didn't kiss you since, I just remembered now. And I'm like, oh, okay. But when we're dating, it was quite different. Like, he was like, if I don't kiss this man, heaven will fall. There were many reasons we had to set boundaries in our relationship, because first and foremost, we did not want to cross any lines that we will regret. And boundaries for us kept reinforcing over time. So there was this particular period, especially when we were engaged, we had to agree not to see a loan for a while, because there's a difference between when you are engaged and when you are dating. I don't know how to explain it. If you've been in that bracket, I think you understand what I'm saying. When you're dating, like, everybody's waiting and you're like, oh yeah, fine, we're not going to have sex till marriage and things like that. But as the wedding day is drawing closer and closer, you'll be like, eh, what is this I'm feeling? Why am I feeling this way? And there are times where I'll just call my husband and I'm like, babe, please just remind me, why are we waiting? Why are there boundaries in our relationship? Why are there lines we can't cross? Not because I don't know those answers, but I needed my partner in that moment to remind me of the reasons why we are drawn certain lines in our relationship. So on the answer to this question, is kissing a sin? No. If you're going by the broad descriptions of it, kissing in and of itself is not a sin. There's no way in Bible where it says, oh, if you kiss your partner, you go to hell, or if you kiss your partner, you have offended God, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing like that in scripture. But there are underlying principles for everyone to follow, for everyone to benefit from. Number one underlying principle, flee from all forms of sexual immorality. So especially if you've dealt with sexual struggles in the past, you want to probably add kissing as a boundary for you, because one thing always leads to another when it comes to kissing. Like, it could start out pure, and then you just remember, oh, this is my partner, their body is nice, and then you start to hold and things like that. Like, many people that fall and like have premarital sex mistakenly or unintentionally, they didn't plan to. Like, many Christians that fall in that regard did not plan to fall. It was always one careless moment leading to another careless moment that just led to what neither of them planned to happen. So if you've dealt with a sexual struggle before, my candid advice to you, avoid it. Like, it is true that when you get married, you have all you want and more, right? So my candid advice to you is avoid, like, water down physical touch as a love language. I know you may be saying, but how I interpret love is physical touch. No, you can wait. You can like keep it on lockdown. There are four other love languages and even some more that you could express. You could express words of affirmation. You could express acts of service, gifts giving, quality time. You could invest in all those while you're dating. And then when you're married, hey, there's no boundary. Nobody is stopping you. In fact, everybody is looking at you expecting that, you know, things have happened. But on a more serious note, the answer is kissing is sin. The answer is no. But is it advisable? Like, you are in the best position to call that out. If you have to hide to kiss your partner, if you feel some type of way after that has happened, like you start to feel guilty, you start to look for on YouTube, is kissing a sin? Like, maybe that's how you found this video. But you start to look at all those things, it may just be a sign that you should just put a pause on it. Because even if it's not a sin, if your conscience pricks you or just doesn't feel right about something, it's okay to not do it. Like, heaven will not fall if you say, in this dating relationship, I'm not going to kiss my partner. Or even if that already happens in your dating relationship, and thankfully you guys have kept things under control and not crossed any other boundaries or not, like, you know, gone overboard with it, it is wisdom for you to be able to even draw the line sometimes for no just cause. You just say, right now, I want to consciously honor God with my body. Maybe my body has started to feel some type of way, or I've started to, like, especially for ladies, I don't think people talk about this enough, but sometimes, especially maybe around your ovulation or things like that, you start to feel hungry in a different way. Like, it's as if your body is holding you and shaking you. It happens, it's your hormones, it's normal. So in those moments, you want to draw extra lines, you want to draw firmer boundaries. And I'm so thankful that many of you are doing that. Like, I've had a couple of conversations with a number of you, and I'm so proud to hear many of your stories. So my point is, at the end of the day, there should be nothing, like nothing you cannot let go of. If after watching this video, you decide that, I really want to put an extra boundary, you should go ahead and do that. If you've not, you know, started dating or you've never kissed anybody, I mean, the safer the better. Like, it's easier for you to walk in sexual purity throughout your relationship if there are lesser and lesser acts of physical touch. Honestly, that's the plain truth. So I hope I've answered your question today. Hear what I'm saying and don't hear what I'm not saying. Then please go back and watch the longer video I did on cohabiting, premarital sex, pregnancy. Like, I will just link the video at the end so you would see it's right about in a few seconds, so you see it on your screen. And if you're listening on podcast, it's going to be in the description box. But please, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Nothing, absolutely nothing should have a chokehold of you. Be honest with yourself. If this is pushing you to sexual sin, if this is pushing your mind to a place where it should not be, cut it off. Nothing, no form of pleasure is worth your conscience and your soul before God. So yeah, if you have any other questions, let me know in the comment section. I love you all, and I wish you the best in God's grace. Have an awesome weekend ahead. Bye, everyone.